Hello.
Hi, can you speak to Mr. McClaw, please?
Speaking.
Hi, John. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal, sir. How are you? Are you okay, John?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Fantastic. John, just let you know, I'm a senior investigator here at MMA Legal.
Oh.
It's my job to gather as much information as we can, whether that be from local authorities or NHS or GPs. So I can give you the best chance of getting the most amount of compensation. Just to let you know, John, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. Are you okay, John? Are you okay to have a chat with me?
Yeah, how long will it take?
Anyway, five, ten minutes.
That's okay, yeah, it's fine.
Okay. So my job, John, is to not go over the old stuff, over your statements or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to drag up, you know, old memories. My job is to find out exactly how, you know, you being in care has affected you into your adult life. Whether that be mental health issues, any sort of alcohol or substance issues. Just so I can gather all of that information and get a full picture before we submit our final findings to the Scottish Redress.
Yes, I see what you mean.
Fantastic. Have you suffered with any sort of depression, John, or any sort of alcohol issues?
I've had no alcohol issues. I run a pub.
Oh, wow. I used to run a pub.
Me and the wife's been doing that for 30 years.
Yeah, it was tough. It's a tough gig, that.
The
doors are open from 11:30. Well, our doors used to be open from 11:30. You had zero control over who came in.
I mean, we're open 11, 12 till 12, 12 till 11 during the week, and 12 till 12 the weekends.
Oh, wow. I took my pub on, John, just after the smoking ban came in.
Yeah, well, we had two pubs, and they sort of crashed when the smoking ban came in.
Yeah, we had a real good core of regulars. That's why
we're the same.
Yeah, we had a betting shop next door, which
we're the same. Corals are 10 feet away.
Yeah.
It helps each other.
Yeah, it certainly does. So, obviously, no alcohol issues, which is amazing.
No.
Have you had any sort of mental health issues, John?
I suffered with depression for a while. Okay. I lost about probably 5 years, but I don't remember a thing.
I was
on medication. A doctor gave me an medication to go to sleep, medication to wake up, and it got to the point where I honestly can't remember a thing, so I stopped taking anything, any medication. I suffered with back problems from an accident.
Okay.
And I just stopped taking anything because nothing helps. I'm in pain every day. Every single day.
It's the worst, isn't it? Your back's the worst as well.
Yeah.
It's a constant movement, isn't it?
Yes. So I get a bit down again, but life goes on. You just got to do the best that you can do.
Oh, no, it's a fantastic attitude, John.
Yeah, just got to keep going with it.
So
my kids and my grandkids keep me going, so.
Mine too. My grandkids, I'm not there. I'm not there yet, but my kids, definitely.
Oh, they'll be there before you know it. Anyway, let's get on. Yeah, let's get on.
So, with your permission, John,
yes.
I'm going to write to your GP. Get your medical records.
Yes.
I won't tell them why.
I don't need to.
But I will request all the information around your, you know, your mental health and depression, the medication that you were on.
Yes.
Can I see your GP's details, please, John?
Right. Let me think. As the medical centre. It's the Cherry Tree Medical Centre. It's in West Street in Scunthorpe. I don't know the postcode, but I could get it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. No, I'll find all that for you.
Yeah. It's Cherry Tree Medical Centre, Scunthorpe, West Street.
Okay. Perfect. I'll get all that information. It's my job.
Yep.
I just need you to point me in the direction and I'll
no
really get it.
Yeah, no problem.
So, okay, so you suffered with depression. You had a 5-year blackout due to the amount of medication you were on. Have you had any sort of, it sounds terrible me asking this, but I do need to ask, any sort of overdose issues, John, any hospital trips?
No.
Okay.
When I was on the tablets, I did think about it, to be honest, but that's why I stopped taking them. I don't take nothing. Oh, I take for diabetes, that's it, and my health just now, but nothing else. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to do, John, obviously with your permission, I'm going to write to the local authorities for Lonningdale and Cardcross.
Cardcross.
I'm also going to write to your GP and gather as much information as I possibly can. And in anywhere between 6 and 10 months' time, I'm going to come back to you with all this information. And we're going to sit down either over the phone or I can come and see you, however you want to do it. We're going to go through all of your statements, make sure that we're doing justice to your past and obviously the effects it's had on you in your adult life. And then we're going to submit all of that to the Scottish Redress. From there, John, we'll get a panel date, John. We'll then hopefully get an offer. We'll run the offer past you. If you're happy with it, we'll accept it.
Yeah, I'm happy with everything you're saying there.
Okay. But you will have a full input on this, John. This is your journey, buddy.
Yeah.
This is
your point. I see what you mean. I know what you mean, yeah.
Okay.
Lovely.
Do you have any questions, John, about me taking this forward?
No. Mate, I've got all confidence in you.
Perfect. Thank you very much, sir.
Lovely.
John, just due to the sensitivity and the nature of this claim,
I just need
to go back a little step and explain to you the funding and the funding options available to you.
So there are
three clear fund ways in which you could have participated in the Scottish Redress Scheme. You could have applied for this yourself. That means going onto the Scottish Government website, into the Scottish Redress, and applying yourself, obviously gathering your own information and running it yourself. That's option one. There are other law firms out there, John, in England and Scotland, who participate in a government legal skis fee scheme. That's where the Scottish Government pay them £2,000 for their legal fees. I can't comment on how they work.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, I just know that what we do, John, is we enter into a no-win, no-fee agreement with you. So we have skin in your game. We don't take any money from the Scottish Government. We don't want to. We want to win if you win. We want, you know, our job is to get you as much money as we possibly can. Obviously, we both benefit from that.
I know what you're saying,
If you lose or if we lose, if the case isn't successful, you won't pay any money to us. We've been under enough emotional duress. We're not going to put you under any financial duress.
I know what you're saying.
The maximum you'll ever pay us is 20%, including VAT. So that our fees are capped at 20%, including VAT. So there are three options, John. Do you have any questions about those options?
No, I'll stick with you.
Perfect. Thank you very much, sir. John, just to let you know, you also do have a 14-day cooling off period as well, which you're well within your rights to cancel. It's entirely up to you if you want to, you know, sleep on that.
No, we'll just keep going.
Okay, so you're happy for me to wait before the day and I can start working on your case?
Perfect. Yes.
All right, John, what I'll do next is I'll send you out a letter in the next couple of weeks with all my contact details, any after-hour numbers. If you need me for anything, John, just pick up the phone. Save my number, please. Call me if you're struggling mentally or anything, you need any help, just give me a ring, John, and I'll make sure I get answered.
Okay, no problem. Thanks very much.
John, lovely speaking to you, buddy. Thank you very much. I hope your back gets better, honestly. I truly do.
First name was again, because I've got a terrible memory.
My name's Michael, sir.
Michael, okay, Michael. Thanks very much for that.
Thank you, John. Lovely speaking to you, buddy.
Lovely speaking to you as well. Thank you. I will do. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.